100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, team. How are we feeling for a Tuesday? Are you all right, Ari? There's a little bit of frustration in the room, isn't there?
My lollies are gone.
Tell the boys and girls what's going on.
Okay, so everyone, I woke up this morning trying to do my usual routine, which includes, don't hate me, I eat like a big handful of lollies as I'm getting ready for the day because it helps me wake up and drive safely to work. No lollies left. Dad ate all my lollies.
Wow. You say dad. Did you see him do it?
No. Well, but he's the only one who eats lollies in my house other than me. Anyway,
well,
so.
That evidence does point largely in his direction.
It does. I couldn't find them. Searched the house top to bottom. It's nothing. So I'm struggling this morning.
And you know what? That's fine. There's sometimes I talk to people, like maybe around the footy club and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, how are you so up and about at 5 a.m?
Yeah.
And the answer is, a lot of times, we're not. You make it till you make it. Like, we're human. It's an early alarm.
Yeah.
Well, if you're in the car, you're driving to work.
You're understanding what Ari's putting down.
Some mornings, you just cannot be bothered.
Can't function.
What I've enjoyed this morning is the orchestra that's come from your stomach. It has been so loud this morning with the lack of lollies. Grumbling and growling. And, good morning, Ari's stomach.
Grumble.
You're here.
Yeah, she's loud this morning. But
if you could move the microphone that far down, you would hear...
Shut up.
And you know what? We're here to pick you up until you're feeling a bit more alive.
We'll carry you.
That's why we've got three of us here. It's why we're a team.
That's it.
We'll just kind of drag each other to the finish line. Might be one of those shows today.
That's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, you've got us to get you there. You'll be fine.
Appreciate
Everyone
it.
Takes a turn at that sort of thing.
That's it.
Happy Tuesday, everyone.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So yesterday I was out at this house, cleaning out. It was a deceased estate.
Okay.
So the family was there. They're older now. They're probably like 50-something.
Nice.
So their parents' house.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were talking. Went to like the garage. There was this big jack for like lifting things up. I was like, oh, is that for sale? And they went, no, it's actually for like lifting up train cars or like sleepers on a train or something.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, what have you got that for?
Yeah, do they work on trains or something?
Yeah.
So before the 1955 Maitland flood, they knew like this flood was coming, the rain was building and that sort of thing. So the father took that jack and just lifted the whole house up by about a metre.
The whole house?
Like pier by pier, he went around, like lifted one pier up, put some more bricks under, next pier, lifted that one up, put more bricks up. The whole house is like a metre higher than all the houses in the street.
Because of that reason.
Yeah, and it was like the flood just went under the house. That was it.
He's put it on stilts. Like it's a house in far north Queensland or something.
Yeah, he just did it right then and there with this one jack. So he said, that's a family heirloom. We're keeping that. Because it saved the house.
What a cool story, right?
It's just sitting there in the shed all rusty and stuff.
How big is it?
It's probably as big as like a footballer's leg. So it's quite big and chunky.
Yeah.
You're right, yeah.
But it was just sitting there rusty in the corner of the shed. I was like, wow, you got to hold on to that. It saved your house.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd get rid of it.
Yeah, it's an old thing. You've got it, taking up
all that room as well. You got a memory. There you go. Remember that story. You don't need an old rusty jack to remember that story. Look at how high the house is.
Yeah, that is true. Anyway, I thought it was a cool story.
Yeah.
All the neighbours like, what are you doing? He's like, just saving the house. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
He's full like Noah, pre-Noah.
I know.
We'll post-Noah.
I was going to say, I think it was 1955, that flood. So, yeah, maybe post-Noah. But a cool local story nonetheless, rather.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Good morning, Jackie. Happy Tuesday, love.
Morning.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, you look awake. Yeah. More awake than the rest of us, I think. Yeah. No, that's good.
Take yourself far.
Right? Oh, sorry. We need to start off with our news headlines with something that's kind of devastating, obviously, that's come to light as of last night. So a 10-year-old has sadly died after a fatal stabbing. What's going on?
Yes. So super tragic news. A teenager is currently in custody after a 10-year-old girl was stabbed to death at a home in Lake Macquarie.
Right. So oh, I did awful. Hear reports this was maybe Boolaroo area, was it?
Yeah. So it is in Boolaroo. And at the moment, police are still investigating. So there's actually not that we know any charges that have been laid. We're still like getting details as they come.
Of course.
But the 17-year-old girl was arrested and taken to the police station. As I just said, charges haven't been laid. They're believed to be known to each other, but ultimately, super tragic story, like such a young girl in our local area.
Of course.
Awful stuff. Switching gears a little bit now, Double Demerits, of course, wrapped up yesterday or...
Thank God.
At midnight on Sunday. But tell us some of the statistics from our area.
Yeah, so it feels like it's been a huge month for the Double Demerits, which is public holidays, and I always love the statistics. So more than 2,500 drivers were fined doing the wrong thing over the long weekend.
Oh, that's a lot.
Hang on, is this for the region or the state?
This is for the New South Wales Police Northern Region.
Our region.
So our region, so that includes the Hunter. We have 26,000 motorists were breath tested, 67 blew over the legal limit, and 138 tested positive for drugs.
Oh, that's jumped heaps, hasn't it?
Yeah, almost double the, the drink drivers by the sound of it.
Yeah, and I actually remember this from our last statistics. Last time we had a double demerits period, it was so much larger than the drink driving, which I was really surprised by.
Yeah. Interesting.
Prevalent are like random roadside drug tests. I don't think I've ever had to do one.
Oh, I think I've had two before. I don't know what.
You must look like a dodgy operator.
I've no idea because I've never had it either.
That's what I mean. Really? Like, it's so crazy. Yeah.
People have told me that they'll only test you if they suspect something.
Oh,
so I'm not I don't know what to say about you, what that says about you, Jackie. But that was just hearsay. Somebody just told me that. So there's no evidence behind that. And I'm sure the police will say it's all random, which it probably is.
Absolutely. I reckon it's random.
Yeah. You better stick to that story. It's working for you. Yeah. Thanks for that, Jackie.
Any other big numbers for us to know in particular?
They're the most exciting ones. There's obviously a bit more sad ones. There's 410 major crashes.
Oh my God, too much.
Yes. Which is huge. Major crashes as well.
Well, there we go. Stay safe on the roads is the real message there.
Be smart.
Of course.
New FM. De Novos.
I'd like to think that somewhere, somehow, 5-year-old Stephen is just grinning ear to ear. Because after all the ridicule and growling that 5-year-old Stephen copped from mum and dad, it now seems that peeing your pants is cool.
No.
It seems it's cool.
What on earth do you mean?
Wasn't on my bingo card for 2024, but designer label John Luca is what they're called. They've designed this pair of blue denim jeans with a dark stain patch on the groin. Undoubtedly looks like you've peed your pants.
Hang on, is the dark patch only on the groin area or is it like on the bootleg as well? Or
just exclusive to the groin. So it's basically like this kind of lighter blue denim.
Yeah.
And then there's darker blue denim.
Where it looks like you've peed your pants.
Where it looks like you've peed your pants.
And that's fashion now?
Well, and this is why we often like talking about fashion, because none of us really get it. All of us are jaw on the floor, and you guys have seen the photo.
Yeah.
It does look like you've peed your pants. Who's buying this?
How much are they selling for?
So, these pants are sold out online.
So you can't even buy them
anymore. But they sold out at $811 US.
That's $1,000 here or something?
More.
Over a grand.
Wow. People have lost their minds.
It's just, it's an area that often confuses me because there's so many steps that this has to go through.
Yeah.
Like, number one, someone has to suggest this idea.
Yeah.
That's right. The committee, they'll all be standing around. What's the next big thing in fashion, guys?
And then you have to approve it.
Well, that's it. I followed that is people going, yeah, that's a great idea. How do we make this work? And then finally, sold out online. People have bought them. It feels like a job interview test. It feels like, you know that famous scene from Wolf of Wall Street where they're like, sell me this pen?
Yeah, that's right.
It feels like, all right, I've paid my pants here. I've got some PJs. Sell them to me. And they've found the best salesman of all time.
And he's done it.
He's done it. And not only done that, but sold it to the greater population.
I have noticed this in the fashion world with trends, though. They're making bank off of people's embarrassment, like things that are meant to be embarrassing to look at. People want them now. Like, that's fashionable to be embarrassed.
Well, I guess everyone would be looking at you, but probably for the wrong reason.
That's it.
I think you've peed your pants.
You've said it in the past, Cravo, and it rings so true here. You only need one idea in this world, don't you? Yes. No idea is a bad idea. Throw them all at a dartboard.
And eventually...
one will stick and you'll be selling jeans for $811 US a pair.
Who's the real idiot? It's probably
us, isn't it?
It's us, yeah.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Came into work this morning, guys, just sitting down, opened my laptop, scrolling through my phone, you know, starting the day as I always do.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that popped up on my socials this morning is there's a new trailer for a new film that's coming out in December. It's the prequel to The Lion King. It's Mufasa.
Wow.
There's going to be an animation called Mufasa, and it's all about his life and how he's like an orphan king and like all this stuff and his journey with his brother Scar. And
are you excited by this?
I looked at it going, I don't know how I feel about it, but then like, oh, it's Mufasa. Like, this is going to be an interesting story. Yeah. So, you know how like in 2019 they remade The Lion King? And like,
That's right.
They did
live action animation type thing.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing
the exact
same thing here.
Oh, so it's that style?
It is, yes.
Wrong.
See, that's how the originals were much better, like the cartoons version, obviously, but Disney's still releasing a new one, so
Be interesting. Yeah, I've got one thing to say to you, and it is this, Disney.
You are wrong.
Should have been animated style, like the original.
It's a kids movie. Why are they trying to make it realistic?
It's just, I think it's more dramatic.
Well, here's what I think's happened. The people that grew up on The Lion King are now the ones who are working in that animated studio, and they're like, we're adults. What do we want?
Yeah,
I want an adults movie.
Yeah,
well,
possibly.
You've done that incorrectly there. Mm. Should have been the original.
They're the ones having kids now as well, but
correct.
You want to be sharing the experience with your kids, you'd think.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take a turn on this negativity. I'm going to turn it into a positive because I'm so excited. I'm going to go watch this as soon as it comes out.
Oh, well.
Mufasa's my favourite character.
There you go.
Everything the light touches. Yeah, it's so good. He's so good.
That was a good impression. I will give you that. You reckon cost of living's bad here? We talk about it a fair bit on the show.
Yeah.
Everything's gone up. Oh, you know, got 3 wicked wings the other day at KFC. It was $6.95.
Oh,
I thought, that's a lot of money.
And it's 3 people on minimum wage.
Yeah.
We're feeling the pinch.
Yeah, definitely. Always. Definitely. Spare a thought for people in Switzerland, though, where prices have absolutely gone bunter. So there are a couple of Aussie travellers over there at the moment, and they're travelling in the Alps, which admittedly it's a bit of a tourist trap, right?
Yes.
But they went to their like hostel restaurant where you would think prices would be bad, but you know, not too bad. It wasn't a fancy hotel.
Right.
And they ordered 2 burgers, a chips, like for the 2 of them, and 1 soft drink to share.
Right, so chips and drink they're sharing, but they've got a burger each.
2 burgers.
Right,
that's all right.
The cost for that was $150.
I beg your pardon.
You have heard me correctly. $150.
What? Wow.
Now you're off to Europe, Stephen. Maybe avoid Switzerland.
Is that like Australian dollars?
Yeah, Australian dollars.
That makes no sense. Why would it be that expensive? Is it made out of panda?
I don't know, but it is expensive.
Wow.
They are having real cost of living issues there at the moment.
Wow.
So somebody said, oh, we were traveling in Switzerland just recently, and more travelers. Mm-hmm. They ordered 3 Burger King large meals. Now, obviously, somebody's on a good wicket getting a large meal and
so
all that.
So here, that would be like, themselves. What, $40 or something here? Or
yes, maybe.
$40 to $50?
Yeah, maybe
depends.
Towards 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, that came in at $210 Australian dollars.
The 3 for Burger King.
The 3 Burger King meals. Now,
maybe, you just know the cheese is half off the burger as well. You got one pickle, maybe.
Yeah.
The chips aren't salted, you know, yeah.
They might not even be fresh at that point, you know. That is so much money for what is fast food. I was about to say essentially fast food. It's not. It is fast food.
Wouldn't you just give up on, like, kind of the takeaway food train and just go into, like, the supermarket, get just a hot chook?
You'd have to cook for yourself, wouldn't you?
You would. Yeah.
If you've got those facilities in your hotel room. A lot of hotel rooms don't have the ability to cook.
And, I mean, if you're on holiday, you might go, all right, we're going to avoid the fancy restaurants. But you wouldn't go, oh, we'll avoid Burger King.
Yeah,
it just
yeah.
It wouldn't cross your mind.
You think you'd be able to get yourself a family meal there.
Splurge on a couple of family meals.
So I've just done a quick Google because I was curious. So apparently the average annual income in Switzerland is $130,000 a year.
Yeah, okay.
Which is like maybe slightly higher than the Australian average income.
Well, I do have a friend a couple of years ago who actually moved to Switzerland. They say that the way that, you know, they get paid and their living situation is quite fair and equal. Like, everything's kind of handed to them, yeah, like I said, equally. So I think it's not as dire as what we would expect it to be, but that's still pretty
If
terrible.
You're a tourist there, it's costing you a lot.
Yeah, that's
How about
right.
this? They were like, okay, we've got to save money here. In the hostel, they had like a little shop. This is like a youth hostel.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they got cup of noodles there?
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
One cup of noodles was $15 Australian.
No, get over yourself.
Water provided? You provide that yourself.
No, you got to save up for that, not included. So if you're going to Switzerland, be very careful with your wallet.
UFM. The Novos.
So apparently us clean folks, we're doing life wrong, guys. Turns out that having a shower every day has no real health benefits, according to this latest article, and that it's quite, in fact, unnecessary.
I mean, technically, I think you survive the same, but in one word, it is this.
Disgusting.
Absolutely.
8-year-olds around the world are rejoicing right now, aren't they?
They're going, Mum! Mum, turn up the radio. They're saying something really important right now. Are you saying something?
Get up, come on, listen to this.
And
so,
listen.
Environmentalist named Donna Chad McCarthy has come out to say that daily showers are socially accepted primarily because of the fear that someone else is going to tell us that we smell bad, right?
Well, that is true. Yeah,
we don't want to smell bad in front of anyone, including yourself. You don't want to sit in your own stench. That's gross. He says that he showers once a month, but however, uses a washcloth every day, so at the sink, to quickly clean, you know, the sweaty areas, you know, the ones that smell the most.
Forgive me for not taking hygiene advice from a stinky hippie.
Yeah.
An environmentalist, are you kidding?
Yeah, who only showers once a month? That's a no from me.
Well, some dermatologists have also come out to say that they believe the ideal frequency depends on your skin and hair type on how much you should actually shower based on how much you sweat and how dirty you get, XYZ. So your lifestyle does determine this, but apparently your skin needs a bit of that bacteria build-up to feel, I guess, healthy-ish, so you don't get irritated and whatever.
So what is the optimal amount of time to shower?
Well, that's the thing. They haven't given it an exact time frame, but they say that you shouldn't be doing it every day. I absolutely think this is disgusting, and people need to get their lives sorted. You need to shower every day, people.
Yeah, running water is one of the great things we've got in a functioning society.
Yeah.
Make use of it and get yourself clean. There's nothing worse than working next to, sitting next to, you know, being on a bus next to someone who stinks, is there?
Yeah, no,
it is
you.
The worst thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's an absolute no from me. I'm not taking this advice.
Lovedale Long Lunch, celebrating 30 years, May 18 and 19. New FM's Lovedale Express.
Oh, you want to be a part of that? It should. You say choo choo, but it should be beep beep.
Beep. Yeah, it is beep beep. I guess. Sorry,
Sid Foggs. They got the coaches and luxury. They are. That's of course our Lovedale Express. You can win tickets on that with our show this morning or all across the day. And this is something you want to be a part of because this year celebrating 30 incredible years.
Wow.
I mean, that is a long, long lunch. And, you know, such delicious food, and it's all local stuff as well. The Hunter Valley's top chefs, Lovedale's, six of Lovedale's finest wineries, and there's entertainment as well. You got music happening, other things as well. This is an unmissable event.
I'll tell you what, if you're an overcaster and you haven't been to this in the past 30 years, you need to finally get on this bandwagon and experience what the rest of us have. It
Where
is
have you
a
been?
Fantastic
what have you been
day.
Doing?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort it out. So when can we win tickets?
All across the morning, you know, all throughout the day. And it's full of local winners, New FM.
Obviously, I'm getting ready for my big move over to the UK.
Yeah.
And I'm sorting out lots of bits and bobs at the moment. Dotting a lot of I's, crossing a lot of T's.
Life admin.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm lucky that there's not a whole lot of life admin really to be done. Like, I don't have really any furniture to my name at the moment. No gadgets or gizmos. I'm travelling fairly light.
Excellent.
One T that does still need to be crossed, though,
yeah,
is the packing of my clothes.
That's got to be the worst bit about moving. Surely it is.
Well, it's hard because I'm trying to downsize all my stuff into essentially one suitcase. And in the process, I've discovered a problem.
What is... It's a safe space here, Stephen. Talk to us about your problem here.
How do you fit everything into one suitcase? I'm sorry, but that's a foreign kind of worldly view for a woman.
Yeah, well,
I came here with one suitcase. I just...
God bless.
I've found that I am a bit of a hoarder.
What do you mean?
I never thought I was. But
because you always hate old things, you like get rid of them, you know, old buildings, you reckon knock them down.
Exactly. And when I moved to Newcastle from Perth,
yeah,
that was a hard thing to try and pick my suitcase worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't throwing anything out.
You were
just leaving it with my mum and dad, right?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, here you go, here's a big box of my stuff, you look after this.
Yep.
I can't do that this time around. So I've had to really downsize and I've had to really decide what stays, what goes.
Is
and
there no room in the chateau?
Not to stay permanently.
Right,
no,
right.
No, not like that. And it's pulling at me heartstrings. It really is. Like, I think I've gained these hoarder-like tendencies from my mother, who is a bit like this as well. It seems it's hereditary. Here's an example anecdotally, right? I've got three near-identical brown belts. Siobhan's like to me, you've got to cut it down to one. You've only got one.
She's right.
You only got one set of hips. They all basically look the same. You can only wear one at a time. You've got to cut them all down.
Yep.
I'm like, but I like them all.
Pick your favourite and then get rid of the rest.
This is the level of which I've got a problem.
Are they are they sort of special belts, you know, handmade leather or something like that?
I reckon I had a brown belt that I bought from like Meijer. When I was like 18 or something like that, which I really liked.
Yeah.
Then I was going on holiday one time and forgot to pack a belt. Went to Meijer, bought the exact same belt.
You definitely don't need more than one of those. Oh, my God.
Because you like the design.
I like the design. It was comfy. It looked all right.
Yeah, it was brown. It was belty.
And now I'm sitting on the floor in my room.
With three Meijer belts.
Having an existential crisis.
With an A4 piece of paper split down in half. Pros and cons list to figure out which belt to keep.
Such a waste of time.
Can you not look at them and go, one's more worn out, get rid of that?
Yeah.
No, but the one who's worn out is more loved. It's got more memories, you know? If the belt could talk, the stories it would tell.
Well, the stories it could tell.
Yeah.
You don't like worn out buildings. Why would you like worn out belts?
And it's the same with shirts. Sean's like, I've never seen you wear this shirt. But I like it, though. I'm learning quickly, but I like it, though, is not an argument that flies very well.
Absolutely not.
You are in all sorts of trouble.
I might have a little bit of an idea for you, actually, now thinking about it. What if, because you've got to go back over to Perth first, right, and then you've got to move. why don't you just send, like, ship a box over to Perth that your parents can keep for you, all the stuff that you don't want to throw out but don't want to take to the UK.
Don't encourage his hoarding tendencies,
no, but this could work. And then you save arguments with your partner and then you get to keep all the stuff that you may or may not wear.
Only one person coming with solutions here, Krimo. It's not you.
Yeah, that is true.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
A couple of weeks ago on the show, we talked about this house in that's up for sale in Mayfield, or was up for sale there, that was so run down. It honestly looked like it had been abandoned for about 20 years.
Yeah, it was really gross.
Like, floors are all lifting up. There was cracks in the wall.
Discoloration. It looked yellow.
Yeah. There were rooms that, you know, weren't painted yellow, but somehow looked yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you realise at this point, this house is hardly habitable.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, yeah, you could, I guess, technically live in it. I guess maybe.
You're buying it for land value, aren't you?
Yes.
In Mayfield, you're going to knock the thing down and you're going to, build a new home.
Yeah. It's most likely. Anyway, went up for auction and it was like very well advertised. A lot of flyers out in the area. You know, those flashy ones on a card.
Yeah.
And they said, auction guide, $600,000. Everyone was like, oh, my God, house prices have gone mad.
Yeah.
For basically the most, you know, dilapidated house in the whole area. Mm-hmm. What's it doing at that price? Anyway, this went on to Newcastle Reddit, which is sort of the gossip area for this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody at the time, in fact, whose username, Intelligent Will 684,
okay,
said, if that sells for any less than $700,000, I'll eat my hat. I'm sick of this, then expletive, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they were saying it's going over 700K. So it sold on the 20th of April for $666,666. So first of all,
spooky about that. Yeah.
First of all, yeah, very spooky. Mm-hmm. I told this to my wife Emmy yesterday. She goes, "Well, that house is haunted, isn't it?" I mean,
fair assumption to make.
With not even a skerrick of irony included in that sentence.
Yeah, fair assumption to make.
Yeah.
What sort of price is that? Who's
bid that?
That's what I mean.
Someone with a sense of humour, clearly.
The bidding never goes up by $1.
No.
So at some point in the 600, somebody's gone, I'll have it for this devil number. And everyone else has gone, yeah, definitely a cursed house. So no one else wants to bid on it. But also, whoever is intelligent, whatever that username is, you're supposed to be eating your hat by now. You've made a promise on the internet. Don't be backing down like a coward, especially not in and around a haunted house. I wouldn't be doing that.
Don't mess with the demons.
That's the
lesson.
Spirits.
The spirits will get you from this house.
One, two, three.
On new FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
This it most certainly is, three of a kind. Your chance to score yourself. How's these two tickets on New FM's Lovedale Express? This is, you know, you get to two wineries, get to do tasting there, treated with delicious food, entertainment as well, and transport provided by Sid Foggs. If you want to win this, 4967-4105, call now. We're playing three of a kind. We're picking two Nova Cashmere's against each other. We'll give you three things. You've got to tell us the theme between said three things. Do it quicker than your opponent, you win the goodies.
Done.
We'll head first to Raymond Terrace to meet our first contestant. Morning, Debbie. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Oh, we are swell. You excited? Have you been to one of these loved our long lunches before?
Yeah, but I think it was like maybe 15 years ago.
Oh, well, you're due to go back, that's for sure. Overdue, I would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, up against you, Debbie, we have Joe in North Rothbury. Morning, Joe.
Morning, guys.
Oh, hi. You're nice and chipper. What are you up to this morning?
Oh, just stuck in traffic. Got to be happy about that.
If you don't laugh, you cry, Joe.
You took the words out of my mouth, Ari. All right, well, let's get into this.
Joe's up and about.
Of course, great prize this morning. So what we've got to do here is it's first the two best of three is how the scoring works, and your name is your buzzer for the two of you. So, Debbie, can you test your buzzer for us first?
Debbie.
Lovely. And Joe, you're next?
Joe.
Perfect. All right, perfect.
All working. Here
best of luck to both our contestants. The first one I've got for you this morning is Chris, Liam, and Luke.
So,
Joe was quickest there.
Boy's name? Male name?
No. I can't take that, unfortunately.
I've just thought of it. Hold on.
Debbie, do you have an answer for us?
Is it male Australian actors?
I can't take that either. We're getting warmer, colder. We're looking, of course, for Hemsworth Brothers. That's all right.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Here we go. Oak, Pine and Jarrah.
Joe,
Joe, quickest there?
Wood.
Wood is correct. Well done.
Nice.
All right.
I would have said trees, so I would have got that wrong.
No, that would have been acceptable.
I would have accepted
that. Oh, really?
As well. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I'm harsh but a fair ruler, you know, so I would have allowed that.
Yep.
All right. King Stephen at his throne.
Next one. We've got Fat Chicken, Henny Penny and Red Rooster.
Debbie Oak.
Debbie started quickest.
Chicken takeaway fast food.
You know what? Chicken takeaway fast food is not the exact words I've got written down in front of me, but I will take that as a correct answer.
Does that mean we're at one apiece?
We are at one apiece.
Everything to play for here.
We head down to the finale. Best of luck, ladies. This is for all the goodies.
Don't let the pressure get to you. Two tickets to the Lovedale Long Lunch plus transportation.
Here we go. Last one is Gala, Pink Lady, Fuji.
Joe, Debbie.
Joe was quickest there.
Apple.
Apples is correct.
In what was a photo finish, congratulations. The tickets are all yours.
Sorry, Debbie, indeed.
Debbie, as our runner-up, do you want to have another go tomorrow?
Oh, 100%.
All right.
Excellent.
That's the kind of, you know, can-do attitude we like here.
Sorry, rubbish. It's dog-eat-dog world. Not first year world. Nah, I'm not about all... Nah, good. Rub the salt in the wound. That's all I say. Well done.
UFM. De Novo's. De Novo's.
I wanted to talk about Meghan Markle's new line of jams and homewares.
So just to be clear, we're not talking about music jams. We're talking about the spreadable ones.
That is correct.
It feels like a weird combination as well. Jams in with homewares.
I actually think that's not that weird.
You
know? No. Because, like, in a lot of homeware stores, you can actually buy, like, little, like, treats and stuff or spreadables.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like a Mother's Day type of thing, I guess.
But what is she doing, first of all? Why is she going into this area? Go back to acting if you need to make some cash.
Well, cash grab, clearly, seems to be the one.
But this hasn't gone unnoticed by the royal family, right? So what's happened is, on the same day that she... So Meghan Markle didn't do... She hasn't gone to a factory and gone, right, make us some jam and put my name on it.
Yeah, like go to Cotties or something.
Yeah, that's it. She's claiming to have actually made these jams.
Oh, really?
So in a pot at home, stirring the strawberries. Yeah, okay.
I assumed it'd be the first, where, like, a factory's made it and gone, can we chuck your face on it?
No. Oh, okay.
So paid her for it, no.
Only 50 jars she made and sent them all to, like, influencers and stuff. So some of the people that got it included Kris Jenner and Chrissy Teigen.
That makes a lot of sense.
Who's Chrissy Teigen?
Isn't that...
Married to John Legend.
Yeah.
Right,
John Legend.
Okay.
Yeah. To be a model as well. Yeah.
Anyway, of course they put them on their Instagram stories. Oh my God, we've gotten one of... Because they were all numbered. Like some, you know...
One of 50.
Yeah.
37 of 50. Yeah.
All of that, like limited edition prints of a famous picture or something. Anyway, the palace hasn't let this go. So on the same day, the British Palace has released their own strawberry jam.
Brilliant.
And their own Instagram reel about it on the exact same day, advertising what they're calling Windsor Castle Strawberry Preserve. Right, also a strawberry jam, and it's not like they're putting out jams all the time. In fact, the last time that the Windsor Castle page had made a jam related post was a year ago. So it's not like oh, new jam, new season or something, here's apricot or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They've seen that Meghan Markle's putting out a strawberry jam. They've gone, we can't be one-upped by what is now an ex-royal. We've got to do our own.
So, because you said it came out on the same day, do you reckon that the palace had, like, PIs, like private investigators, to follow Meghan around and go, okay.
What's she up to?
She's about to release this on Tuesday, the whatever, and they went, nah. Let's get in there and kind of scoop her away and just,
Stop it happening.
Yeah.
I reckon, on the contrary, I reckon it's come up. I reckon Charles is sitting in bed because he can't be doing much, can he? He's sitting in bed scrolling Instagram and he's seen it pop up and he's gone, whatever all the staff were doing today, scrap it. We're making jam.
Because they got heaps of cooks in that old kitchen.
Oh, sure
of course they do.
In the castle, wouldn't they?
You know, I reckon his, you know, assistant's gone, oh, Charles, can we not just be, you know, be the bigger man on this one? He's gone, nope, we're making jam.
Not on my watch. We can't have this, you know, upstart fake royal taking our jam, you know, pride from us.
Can't have the daughter-in-law scooping up all of our publicity.
All our jam money. Get on it, boys. Here we go. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a success. Meghan Markle hasn't made much off what she's done recently, has she?
No, she's kind of failing a bit.
All flops.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So last night I went to West Mayfield for dinner. Now, that's not something I would normally go to.
Mm. Yeah.
Not out of, I don't know, not wanting it. I don't know. I just never think to go there.
Yeah, sure.
But did you have a slap?
I did not.
No?
But, yeah, a client had actually given us a gift card as a token of appreciation. Ooh. So we went there for dinner.
Yeah.
And you mentioned having a slap. What's interesting, when you first go in, it's like they've put up a wall so you can't see the pokies.
Yeah, they've got that everywhere now, yeah.
But that wall is grossly inefficient because about 50%, the pokies are so tall now.
They are, and they're so vibrant, colourful, the lights.
Right.
So, oh, my gosh.
It's like a mini Vegas in there.
Oh, my God, okay.
It's actually extraordinary.
I think it is the destination spot for Newcastle's one-armed bandits.
Yeah.
You know, that just love a little one-arm slap.
Oh, yeah.
It is wild. Like, I was actually blown away by how bright and colourful it is. Not my area of interest, but a lot of people were having a slap. It was active last night for a Monday.
What about the food?
Food was pretty good, yeah.
What'd you end up with, Schnitty?
I took your advice and had a Caesar salad.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was good. A very rare treat, you have a Caesar salad.
Don't mind a cheeky Caesar, hey.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Just say you've had a salad while having a bunch of cream and cheese.
Bacon. In fact, I've never seen so much bacon on any meal ever, including bacon and eggs.
Still healthier than pasta, I'm sure, so that's
in
okay.
In some way,
or so,
maybe.
So we're led to believe.
Yeah, that's exactly. All right. But you know what? A free meal tastes extra good.
Of course it does. Help us settle this debate.
So over the past few weeks, an article has actually sparked a lot of interest online and also in my everyday life as well. So I've done some personal investigation after seeing this question pop up. Should kids be allowed at hen's parties? So the article, Doing the Rounds, details this bridesmaid, of course, who is planning her friend's hen's party, okay? One of the other fellow bridesmaids has come to her and asked if she can bring her toddler, as she doesn't want to leave them with anyone else. You know, the husband's busy, yappity yappity. So I have plenty of friends who have gotten or are getting married quite recently, and I asked them all the same question. They were all unanimous, though, in their response, saying, no, absolutely not. I wouldn't have kids at my hen's party. It's meant to be a relaxing time or a party time. You know, just having little ears around might not be the best option. And they just want to have, you know, a kid-free evening or weekend. So, again, unanimous, no. I am in that same boat. If I was having a hen's party or I was setting up one for my friend, I would say, don't bring your kids. Not a good idea.
Ah, what a bunch of spoiled sports.
Why?
I think, you know what, kids are barred from too many things. As a soon-to-be parent, right, that gives me now some authority to talk about this.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, right. Okay, right.
I think kids, why are kids banned from everywhere, you know? Okay, well, you can't go into, you can't take a kid into a pub. You can't have a kid at a hen's party. What's next? You know, stopping them from going in the zoo because they might see something the animals are doing?
Well, the zoos were kind of made for kids, whereas pubs and partying is for the adults.
Do you not worry, though, as a soon-to-be parent with all your authority, Cremo, about the content of hens nights and what you might see?
It goes straight over their heads. They don't know. And kids are just blocked out from seeing too many things these days. They're becoming soft, I reckon, as a result
Wrapping them in bubble wrap.
Yeah, cotton wool and bubble wrap and tissue paper on top of that. And that, no wonder they're all soft and don't know how to do a job these days.
So what do you think, Stephen, on this debate?
Yeah, I think probably not a place for kids to go.
Yeah, okay.
I just think, I don't know, if there's going to be booze flowing and, you shouldn't have to worry about the language you may be going to use or the activity you're going to get up to with kids around.
And you don't want to actually have to pay attention to, where's the kid gone? They've run off somewhere. You want to be involved in the experience.
I just think, right, I've got a Bucks party coming up in a couple weeks' time.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be able to look after myself, let alone a kid. After that kind of night.
Nah, it's not your kid. You don't have to worry. That's their parent. The parent who's brought it. It's fine. Anyway, this is the debate, obviously, because I think it's fine. I think there's too much worry about all this. But you guys saying no kids.
No kids.
I just think that why are kids blocked out of so many things these days? You know, can't go here, can't go there. I'll just let them learn about the world. It's a big world out there.
We know cotton wool parenting for you, will there, Creeper?
Hence, parties are educational.
Well, it's just like you've only got a short life journey to learn a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be blocking stuff out. That's what I say.
Well, let's let Newcastle decide. 4967 4105 is the number to call us up on. We'll head to Maitland first. Morning, Troy. What are your thoughts?
Definitely not. It's not a kid friendly event, I reckon.
All right.
Well, just ruin the fun a little bit as well, I think, beyond all that.
So, at the moment, 1 to Team Stephen and Ari. Well, we'll see if this lead lasts, I guess. Going to New Lambton next. Kylie, what do you reckon?
No way.
Why do you say that?
No way. Definitely not. It's definitely a place for mums and dads to let their hairs down. You don't want your child hanging off you.
All right,
yeah,
okay.
That's true. Jeez. Don't want them dragging along.
Apparently runaway winners at the moment. 100% of callers on your side, guys.
Newcastle is smart. That's what I think. Let's head now over to Minmai. Good morning, Louise. Should they be allowed at hens parties?
As the child that went to a hens party, definitely not.
Oh, did you go as a kid?
I sure did. So that was edible underwear, there was squealing until there was a knock at the door and the police arrived.
Oh.
And so I got ferreted downstairs to the husband in the den and
right.
What has just happened?
What story just went on the radio? I don't know.
Some of the most colourful storytelling. I think I'm worried about my job. I think.
Yeah, watch out. Louise wants a job in radio.
Yeah, I reckon she's got a good chance there.
We'll wrap this up in Western. Peter, what are your thoughts on this?
Absolutely not. You don't really want your kids seeing everything that happens at a hen's night. It is all about the bride. I have a 10 and 13-year-old, and there's no way they are old enough to see strippers and to see that much alcohol and to hear all that goes on.
See, I didn't know there was so many wild things going on at hen's parties. Who knew?
No, we'll go home and ask your wife,
Creevo.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Ari and I runaway winners.
Definitely.
Newcastle winners as well. Surely Louise is going to walk away with those night tickets.
The storytelling
was unbelievable.
And the singing. I mean, I'm not sure what that singing was about, but I enjoyed it.
New FM.
I've got a bit of a gripe, a bone to pick with some cafes around Newcastle and the Hunter.
Here we go.
So Saturday was obviously our boat party aboard Cruiser Nightclub with DJ Topic.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a very fun night. Maybe too fun of a night.
Uh-oh.
Because woke up a little bit sorry for myself on Sunday.
Yeah, I bet.
Feeling dusty, a bit sore. This is no good.
Mm-hmm.
So what I decided to do was get out of bed, because that's the best thing you can do. Mm-hmm. The worst days is when you sit around feeling sorry for yourself.
Yep.
I was like, I'll get myself up, I'll go for a bit of a walk, and I'll head to Praise Joe in Tyers Hill. So it's probably about...
Iconic.
Yeah, probably about like 3Ks from my house, but you get to walk through Islington Park, which is beautiful. The sun was out.
Yeah.
I was like, this will make me feel better. And once I get to Praise Joe, I can get myself a ham and cheese toastie and an orange juice.
Perfect.
I was like, the cure of champions.
Yeah.
I was looking for this elixir of life, and I found it at Praise Joe at Dyes Hill.
So you were you already imagine the taste in your mouth, you know, there's that... The crunch of the outside of a lovely toasted toastie.
Fair to say, I've never walked quicker in my life. I was pretty excited for this toasted sandwich.
Of course.
So I rocked up to Praise Joe and they're pumping, line out the door. Thought, no worries, I'll wait. I get to the front and I'm looking at the, you've got the blackboard behind you with all the handwritten menu items. And
yeah.
I was looking up there. I couldn't see a ham and cheese toastie.
What? Like, they're a staple. How can you not?
I was like, it's a toastie shop. Surely they've got ham and cheese toast.
That's the most classic combination of all time, right?
Exactly.
So I walked a lady at the counter. I was like, can I please just get a ham and cheese toastie and an orange juice? That's all I want. She went, oh, yep, no worries. You're after the Smoky Joe, which is...
What?
This is what they call a ham and cheese toastie, the Smoky Joe. Now, this sandwich was very nice, but don't confuse me. Like, call a spade a spade.
What?
When did Newcastle get so fancy that we had to stop calling, you know, things by their actual name?
It's because they want to, you know, beat out the competition and make, like, ordering your food more interesting and whatever.
I think I'm with Stephen on this. That is annoying.
You don't find that fun?
No, it's confusing, especially
it's
when
consuming. Confusing for a consumer when you've never been before.
And when you've had a big night the next morning, which let's face it,
I'm already here to get the little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Cafes rely on this group of customers on Sundays, make up a lot of their business. You would think.
Okay.
This is not an isolated incident, though. I've noticed this at different establishments around Newcastle and the Hunter. So I'm going to put a few on flames. And this is not exclusive to these venues, but they're just a few that I've come across
personally
in my time.
Personally noticed, yeah.
Neighbours, which is like kind of a cafe near Queen's Wharf, kind of just in a bit from Queen's Wharf. They've got on their menu the Big Boss Burger.
Ooh.
What is that? What's a Big Boss Burger?
Like a works burger, so like things that... With, like, all the ingredients on it?
That's your guess?
Yeah.
It's just a bacon and egg roll, essentially.
Oh, well, that's a bit boring.
Oh, well, it's a lovely roll. And, like, if you hanker and pull on for brekkie, that's great.
But
don't make it so confusing.
Okay.
The problem is, and this is a perfect example, when the name gives no indication as to what's in there.
Sure, okay.
If it was the Big Boss bacon and egg burger, you'd go, okay, I get it.
Well, if you hate that, be ready for this. This is a restaurant I used to frequent fairly regularly, especially when I was living in the Merriweather Share House.
Yeah.
Have you guys been to Hungry Wolf in Adamstown?
No.
It's in that same little complex on Brunker Road as Henny Penny.
Yeah.
Anyway, in there, they do some, like decent pizzas, right? Mm-hmm. Which I used to get a fair bit of on a Sunday arvo. Here's some of the pizzas that they've got on their menu. Christina Special. Francesco Special.
Oh.
Maria Special. Dom Special. You look it up at the board. You're like, what does that mean? Actually not a single hint to what that is.
Is there somebody called Maria that they know that likes that.
Those toppings on a pizza?
If you've never met Maria, you know nothing.
Exactly.
Newcastle, we're not that flash. Let's not try and pretend to be something we're not. Let's just call us, the Maria Special, you mean a Hawaiian. Yeah, thanks, no worries, I have one of those.
Just call it that.
Sort it out.
UFM. The Novos.
A house inspection that's happened up in Brisbane has taken a very interesting turn after two prospective renters uncovered secret messages on the walls. So this is a fairly, I don't think it's too new of a place, but it's fairly new. A couple was checking out the new rental property when the husband happened to stumble upon a message penned on one of the cupboard walls. It's supposedly written by previous tenants, warning people the property is not worth the money.
Oh,
they've
interesting.
Dragged this rental property through the mud. It is very confronting. It's in big red writing. So the penmanship, the outgoing residents said that the rental was the worst they had ever experienced and urged anyone viewing the space in big capital letters to run.
Have they listed some of the problems that they think the house has?
They certainly have.
Okay, what have we got?
It included issues like terrible mould in the bathroom, broken window hinges, and a poorly sealed kitchen bench. They also included other issues like peeling paint everywhere, a cockroach infestation, which was there before they moved in, and also no soundproofing, so there's no privacy.
See, a few of those you could sort of let slide, you know, or a visual. You can see peeling paint.
Yeah.
But a secret cockroach infestation that you can't see on a normal inspection, like during the day, because they all scurry off.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, I've
like
lived
politicians.
Yeah, exactly. I lived in plenty of rental properties, okay? I've been doing it for many years. There are always problems wherever you move into, so that's not really an issue. People would expect to encounter problems every now and then, but everything that they've listed, it's in huge writing as well.
It's the hidden things that you want to know about.
Yeah, and then there was also stuff on the list about the landlord and dragging them through the mud, about like coming into the property without them knowing.
Oh, that's illegal, surely.
Yeah. You know, things like them being dodgy, hard to deal with, all that type of jazz. So it's just one thing after another. So I think they just ran out of the property.
I hate to put my tinfoil hat on.
Yeah.
But does anyone think that with how competitive the rental market is at the moment, someone who wants the property who's inspected it has written this on the inside of a cupboard?
Not a bad idea.
Because that would scare away all your competition. We need to get this place. How are we going to get it? This is perfect. Every other place is a dump in this suburb, so expensive. We found a deal. How are we going to get it? Scare away all your competition.
Kind of genius as well. You get the red whiteboard marker on the inside of a cupboard door. That'll come right off. No stress.
Right.
And you just have that in your pocket, write up a list of believable but like hard to see things. Cockroach infestation. Can't see that. In fact, Stephen, what rental were you looking at again? Where are you moving to again?
Not Brisbane.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Not Brisbane. It's not you, right?
Not me.
This has turned into a top tip session for how to get yourself a rental in a tough market. Good one, Ari.
The Novos. The Novos. New FM. Would I lie to you, baby?
All right, the chances to get yourself a double to Mousetrap, the play, happening at Civic Theatre. This is like one of the longest running plays of all time.
Yep.
Agatha Christie. You want to see this. It's once in a lifetime. Get along to it. Let's meet, I guess, our contestant playing Would I Lie to You today. And for that, we head to Maitland. Ooh. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
That's good, that's
She's
good.
She's focused.
That's right, she's very focused. Now, to win this, all you got to figure out is who is telling the truth. Is it Stephen or is it Ari? One of them will have the real object in front of them. One of them will just be fabricating it out of the thoughts in their mind. Karina, are you a pretty good lie detector?
Oh, I think every woman is, don't you think?
I agree, Karina.
Couldn't
thank
be
you very
more
much.
True. Couldn't be more true.
Yeah, of course, of course.
All right, who do you want to go first with their pitch? You want Stephen or Ari?
I'll go Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, Karina? I brought you in today, and this is a bit of a selfless plug, because, of course, ahead of my big move to the UK, trying to sell some bits and bobs. So I've brought in my set of golf clubs. Now,
are you selling them?
I am selling them, yes. I've got a set in Perth with Mum and Dad. I'm the worst golfer that has two golf sets in the world, maybe.
That's so sad.
Anyway, so what I've got is, it's, I guess, a mismatch of different clubs and, well, it's a full set minus a putter, but all the brands are mismatched. I've picked up along the way on Marketplace or at Cashies. So there's like, you know, an array of different clubs. There's like a Time Max driver.
It's like
there's
a pick and mix, isn't
it? Yeah, there's TaylorMade, like, 3-wood in there. The irons are all Callaway, and then I've got these wooden fairway woods, old school wooden fairway woods, which are McGregor Turney. I don't even know if they still make clubs anymore, but that's my set. All the clubs minus a putter, and it comes with a foldy cart as well. I'm hoping to sell it, maybe.
All right, so there's Stephen's pitch. Time. Do you have any questions for Stephen?
You know what? Very well done, Steve. He's lying.
Oh, hold on. You haven't even heard.
You know why?
You would be able to tell if I was lying. You'd be able to tell. Well, not a very good liar.
This is the start. Ari's turn now.
He's not a good liar, no.
Ari's turn now. What do you apparently have in front of you?
All right, Karina. So my pitch to you is this. So I've had a really big struggle of a morning, okay? I didn't have anything to wake me up. Didn't have a good coffee. Didn't have lollies, nothing. So I've had to resort to the vending machine here at work, which is just around the corner from our little studio here. And I had to get myself a 250ml can of Red Bull. Now, I don't always have an energy drink, but I really needed a pick-me-up. So it's one of the small cans, so I don't go absolutely ballistic at work today. So I don't know if you can hear it, but that's my can. So I've still got a third of the way through to go left in the can. But yeah, so it's the blue one. It's the blue Red Bull. They're my favourites, but very hard to open because it was very cold. So there you go. That's
okay.
My pitch.
Now, you've heard any questions for Ari about this alleged Red Bull?
You know what? I think the energy today, I think she's telling the truth.
All right, so okay. You're sticking to your guns. You're saying Ari is telling the truth. Two tickets to Mousetrap the Play on the line. Everything to play for, in fact.
Yeah. Yep.
I can reveal, very confident in Maitland. I can reveal, in fact, you've got it done and congratulations! Your womanly instincts were correct. Well done.
We are never wrong, Karina.
You're very welcome. You're off to Mousetrap the Play. It is very good. Congratulations. And simple as that. Only local winners here on UFM.
Well, aside though, I am selling my clubs. I just haven't brought them in. So keep an eye out on Marketplace.
How much are they?
Oh, 50, baby.
There you go. If you want some cheap golf clubs and to be a local winner, UFM is the place to listen.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
That's us pretty much done for the day, though.
Come on.
Done and dusted.
Yeah. Anyone got anything exciting going on? You got footy training maybe, Stephen?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll rain, though.
I am torn. Well, the rain is part of the reason why I am so torn, because also on tonight is the Jets end of season function.
Oh, that came up really quickly, didn't it? They just finished on Saturday.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah.
Not wasting any time.
It's the end of the season.
Well,
so
a lot of the players probably want to go like back home to family, the interstate, or go overseas, or you know, whatever it is.
What have they got going on?
Yeah, so quickly at the end of the season, have a few drinks, celebration, and then off they go for a couple of weeks.
What do you reckon the end of season functions would look like? Well, like, what do you think the food is going to be like? Party pies and sausage rolls?
Well, I went last year.
Yeah.
It was finger food. It was all right. Last year was at Modus. I think it's at Modus again.
Nice.
Modus is good.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
It's not
going to
go wrong there, is it?
You get a bit of like tender meat on a skewer that comes around.
That's what you get for being a professional footballer.
Oh, no, I just
tender meat on a skewer.
Yeah, you know, finger food type stuff. It's, no sit down meal, but that's fine because you're not there for long and
have a couple of drinks.
Yeah, I think they normally put on a bit of a tab. So
happy days.
Well, say hi to the boys for us then.
If I end up going, I'm not sure what I want to do.
Very good. Well, have a great afternoon/day. Everyone.
Yeah.
And we'll see you tomorrow. More local winners across the day. New FM, the home of only local winners. So many of these tickets to the Lovedale Long Lunch, which is amazing. Like, everyone wants to go to this. It's their 30 incredible years of Lovedale Long Lunch. So,
that'd be good.
Iconic.
Like
this
you
year.
Said, that is a long lunch, isn't it?
Yeah.
30 years.
We'll see you tomorrow, though. Bye.
Catch you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.